I would like to, on the two question Rose comment on one hand that for sure it's important that rules and regulations for food do not bring unnecessary difficulties to the expansion of insect use in the developed world. As very special, and this links to the issue of vegetarian, there are, of course, let's say, ethical considerations, especially with mammifers, but there is as well the environmental perspective regarding the footprint that meat production has, and very especially beef production. And for sure, in the sense of reduction, significant reduction of this footprint while assuring the necessary animal proteins, insects are a very interesting option. And there should be, if possible, restrictions should be taken in the right way, for sure, because not every insect is possible to eat for humans, but it should be not unnecessary. And we have a similar similar situation in forests with the construction with wood that is very strongly limited in many cases due to fires. And we should not have, in the case of insects, a repetition of this kind of penalization of forest origin products, in this case, insects. A second issue regarding the deforestation. For sure, we're still having important deforestation, but compared to three decades ago, we have gone back to a third of the deforestation with a growing population and growing living standards. So I think the huge opportunity to turn the tide on deforestation by many initiatives, be red, be the green wall against the desert of the Sahara and the Sahel, and many other initiatives. And in fact, from the three developing regions, Asia has turned deforestation in the last 20 years from deforestation to forest gains. And for surely initiatives like the Bonn Challenge of 2011 to afforestate until to restore until 2020, 150 million hectares, that is totally in line with the Aichi target of CBD, may allow that we may come during this decade to zero net deforestation if all the political will aligns. This doesn't say that in certain areas still forests are lost, and most likely they are valuable tropical forests. So from a qualitative perspective, we are still not on the safe side, but I think we have the single chance now not only to end hunger, but as well to end at least the netto deforestation. And we are working very strongly with the countries in many fields. The UN, and I would highlight very specially the UN RED program in the measures of RED, of reducing or reversing carbon emissions from deforestation and forest degradation in order to assure that we are able to overcome the deforestation period. I insist, a totally zero deforestation is impossible. Very dense forested countries will always have some urban expansion, so there will be some small losses, but that we are at least in a short term able to compensate. And I think the figures show that we can do it, but for surely political will and closing the climate change convention that will follow Kyoto are important prerequisites to come to this. I would thank you very much for your attention. I hope you got all the information. If you need further information, we are Ms. Müller and her team are able to provide you all relevant information. I would also like to highlight that this has been a collaborative effort together with the University of Wageningen, which we thank very much. And we look forward to your attendance and following of the conference the remaining 2.5 days. Thank you.